Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.
Are you okay over there, Santa?
I'm trying to think of the funniest response for you that you can cut and put into the show.
Yeah.
What the? That second joke is horrible. Don't ever air that. That's bad.
Welcome back. It's a brand new episode of Laugh With Me, a podcast with Jeremy Odom. I am your host. Once again, hey, thank you everybody who's been listening and following on Spotify. Anyone who's been listening on Apple Podcasts, I appreciate you. If you've been trying to find the show on any other platform, you are out of luck. We are not on any other platform yet, but more to come on that very, very soon. We've got a special episode for you. This week, it's our special holiday episode, and you just could not have booked a bigger guest this week. It is Father Christmas himself. The Santa Claus is on the show. He is coming up in just a little bit, kind of just waiting for his phone call. Honestly, it turns out you can't call him, he can only call you. So that's kind of where I'm at, but I've got a list of questions to ask him. Things that I don't really know that he's ever been asked before, and I don't even know how many interviews he does every year. He's generally pretty available, you know. Usually, you can find him at malls or grocery stores or Bass Pro Shop on Saturdays. But still, you don't really get much time with him. What do you get? 30 seconds, a minute, maybe at most. And it's usually the kids asking the questions, but. Here we are. I was able to snag a little bit of time with the big guy at the most important part of the year for him. So really looking forward to that. Just had the last live stand-up show of the year this past Thursday night at the Funny Bone Omaha. Great show. Thank you to everybody who came out and watched. And especially those of you who laughed. It was a good time. Ran back a couple of jokes I've been working on. Also worked on a couple of new ones. Ran over on time. Yeah, didn't think that was going to happen. I had it pretty timed out, 5 minutes. And then in the moment, started ad-libbing stuff. And the ad-libs were great. But, yeah, can't do that. So go back to the old workshop and see if I can get that toned down to 5 great minutes. But it was a good time. We're going to play some clips from that upcoming, not in this episode, but upcoming very, very soon and talk about it. But yeah, this was, it was a great show. So thank you again to Funny Bone Omaha for having me. It was a lot of fun and more to come in 2024. But until then, the month of December, we are guesting on some other podcasts, some announcements coming up soon on that. And then also just focusing on this show, we have so many great episodes coming your way as we get into the end of 2023. But, well, okay. All right. Here is the big guy. It is Santa Claus on Laugh With Me.
Hello?
Holy cow.
Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus, you're actually here. You're on Laugh With Me.
I would appreciate it if you wouldn't talk over me. I don't know if you heard, but after I said ho, 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 I said Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard Merry Christmas. You do love to send that greeting out to the people, but thanks for coming on the show and spending some time with us.
Well, I would love nothing better than to spread my Christmas cheer.
So it's almost Christmas Eve. We're just, you know, a couple of weeks away. Like, what are you up to right now?
You know, I've really gotten into spin classes here recently.
Spin classes?
So, yeah, doing a lot of bike riding.
Why are you bike riding right now? It's the busiest time of year for you.
Well, I mean, I don't do shit. I make the gifts. Like, I don't have to do it.
So you're just the delegator?
Yes. Have you not participated in Christmas cheer up to this point in your life?
No, I have. I guess I mean,
you should know that I am the distributor. I work in logistics.
So you're just strictly in logistics then. So Santa, so you're busy running spin classes while your team is creating all the gifts and gathering everything for the children all across the world.
Right.
When do you follow up? I mean, I'm assuming you're getting reports back from the workshop.
Follow up? What's a competition? Who else are you going to go to?
That's a good point. I will say, you have had a stronghold on Christmas for a long time. Amazon appears to be gaining some steam.
Whoa. Amazon.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos.
I have right now. Monopoly. They're not going to encroach on me.
So you're telling me.
I'm not afraid of Amazon.
So Amazon has nothing on Santa Claus.
No, parents are buying their kids gifts on Amazon, maybe, sure. But who are they saying the gift is from?
Yeah, that's a good point. It is from Santa Claus. Yeah, that's a solid point. Parents all across the world are you think a little embarrassed, you know, to say it'd be from Amazon?
Yeah, the game is the same now as it was 40 years ago. The game is the same now as it was 80 years ago. Like, Don't come at me.
So what are some of the popular gifts this year that kids are asking for?
Well, I think it's funny that you said kids because, I mean, honestly, I get requests from everybody. I get requests from all age groups.
Wow.
And you know what? You know what most people want?
What?
Continence. They want to be able to poop.
You're saying everybody wants to poop. How exactly are they asking you?
Well, normally I prescribe caffeine.
Oh, you're sending caffeine to the folks.
That'll normally get the job done. I mean, if it doesn't, you know, maybe the next year they might ask me something a little bit stronger.
Yeah, I will say, Santa, I have zero issues in the pooping area. As you know, I have Crohn's disease. Is it possible that this was a Christmas gift from old Saint Nick a few years back?
No. in fact, exactly the opposite.
Oh, thank you. Well, as we all know, Santa watches you when you sleep. What's some of the oddest things you've seen when watching people?
Well, you know, it was really an evolution. In watching people, first couple of years when I was watching people, what I really keyed in on was I love the arm flailers. People that would just throw their arms across, that they would slap people in the face. You know, just all the arguments that would cause.
Yeah. What do you mean people slapping across the face? What do you mean?
You know what I mean. don't act. I've watched you sleep. Ashley lay that left hand across the face.
Well, you know what? You son of a bitch. I thought you were referring to the time I had a dream where I was fighting Chuck Norris, and I did actually throw an arm over to the left side.
Oh, that's funny because of how you treat your audience, the fact that you withhold information like that.
I don't
to them.
I don't withhold anything from anyone.
Well, and speaking of withholding, that was actually kind of my second evolution is, you know, after I got tired of the arm flailers, I really enjoyed the blanket stealers. You know, those people that would just kind of hog all the blankets. They'd pull them all to their side.
Oh, yeah.
Leave the other person cold.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Folks who steal blankets, I call them the poor people. Santa, I feel like you like that joke. Was that good?
No, I'm offended by that joke. Oh. I'm offended by that joke because the people that you call poor are the same people that are asking me for gifts every year.
That is true. Well,
Asking me for that blanket because they know that that blanket's going to get stolen. We touched on this idea of, like, what do you watch for when you sleep? And honestly, what I watch for when I sleep, when people are sleeping, when I'm sleeping, when everybody is sleeping, what I watch for? Bedhead.
You're watching for the bedhead?
I love it. I love it. I honestly, I love people that spend a lot of time with their hair, and then they kind of turn over a little bit, and the thing turns into a mohawk. I love it when people, who don't care about their hair, wake up and the hair just looks perfect, like it was like on a TV show. Like, I want to see that because that is the randomness. That's what I crave. I've seen every other kind of sleeping that there could happen.
You're telling me right now that your favorite part of watching people when they sleep is seeing what happens to their hair?
Yeah.
You're a sick freak, Santa. I just want to say you've got some weird kinks. That's for sure.
I don't understand the fascination. Like, you guys know I'm here. You guys have known I'm here since the beginning.
We've got Kris Kringle here on Laugh With Me. What are some of your favorite places to visit on Christmas Eve?
I have a lot to do. I have a lot to do. I have very refined taste.
Refined taste.
Ask me for the most basic things.
Candy canes and gumdrops are your game. What do you mean refined taste?
Nothing compares because nothing is unique.
Well, I
like every single place that I could go after Christmas. That's where I want to go. Like, I don't want to spend more time on Christmas. I don't want to spend more time watching you guys.
So what?
Like, I have stuff to do.
What do you do? What do you do after delivering gifts all over the world on Christmas Eve? What exactly does Santa Claus do?
You said right after. So obviously we've established that I do spin class, and I am the king of it. And, I'm part of the Peloton fam. I don't know if they're a sponsor of yours or not yet, but I mean, probably going to be after this. I jump in the hot tub afterwards. I live in the North Pole, man.
Yeah, that's a great place to be right after.
Ever sat in a hot tub?
Are you like a one-seater?
Freezing cold?
Two-seater? Is Mrs. Claus in there with you?
What are you trying to imply?
I'm just asking if she gets to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
All right. The fruits of my labor? Well, let's just say she enjoys plenty. But there is nothing more pleasant than pouring yourself a glass of champagne, sitting in a hot tub when it is 0 degrees outside, and just watching the condensation form to ice on the side of your glass.
That does sound
like
amazing.
That to me is a job well done.
This episode of Laugh With Me is brought to you by Amazon's ability to know exactly what you're thinking and what you want in this moment. Isn't it weird how sometimes you'll just mention something and then the next thing you know, you're getting like sponsored ads and are coming up in your timeline and all your apps and it's like, oh shoot, yeah, I was just thinking about that. Yeah, it's not by accident. Amazon actually knows exactly what you want, when you want it, and how you want it. Just give it a chance. Give it a try. Amazon knows if you are in the business for a can of refried beans, that they'll have refried beans in your cart ready to go. And if you just ask Alexa, hey, tell me what I need right now, without saying anything before it, she will actually have an entire list in your cart. And all you have to do is hit send. And those goods will come to you within 63 minutes. Yes, Amazon can now get you anything you're thinking about in your cart and into your home within 63 minutes. This kind of technology, number one, can't be done by Santa Claus. It takes him an entire year. And can't be done by any other business in the world. They have figured out how to know exactly what you're thinking and what you're gonna need a good 14 days and a half in advance. Just think, hey, it's the beginning of December. I know that, you know, by probably Christmas Day, I'm going to want a prime rib. Amazon already knows. They already have a cart set up that when you go into your cart, it has a separate tab, and that's your 3 weeks down the line tab. It knows what you're going to need in approximately 24 days. It's kind of like an advent calendar, except for what you're going to need. There's different tabs for every day of the month. Just check it out. Amazon has everything. Mr. Bezos, he's on to something. Well, at least the developers for Bezos is. I don't think he's the brain behind the operation. My bad, buddy, if you are. But I just don't believe that he's sitting around coming up with all these genius ideas. I do not buy it. But he is a proud sponsor of Laugh With Me. And we want to thank you to Amazon and all their brilliant people for coming up with knowing exactly what we're thinking about and what we need in every waking moment. Now back to the episode.
We've got St. Nicholas here. Live from the North Pole. He's fresh off of spin class, talking to us about Christmas Eve. So has the naughty list ever been wrong? Like, I know you got the good list, the naughty list. Have you ever gotten it wrong?
That I've admitted to?
Those poor kids. The ones who end up on the naughty list and they wake up Christmas morning and they get coal. I mean, look what you've done.
So I will admit to the disaster of 2018. I fully admit to it. I accept that I was wrong. I tried to make it up to people, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that year.
You know, a lot of people blamed Donald Trump for that, and it was actually Santa Claus.
Whoa. I accept the blame for AI. I should not have automated the naughty list. And that falls back on me that Google was unprepared to filter through the people like I thought that they should. And I have corrected that. But I do not accept personal responsibility for it.
Man, Father Christmas here spilling his guts on the failed attempt to use AI to determine the naughty list. So, coal for the naughty boys and girls around the world. I mean, where the hell are you getting all this coal? North Pole does not seem like a coal mine.
I'm sorry, the question was on coal?
Yes, where are you getting all this coal?
From the ground.
In the North Pole?
Well, I mean, it's in the ground all over.
So,
I mean, it's dinosaur bones.
You got the elves working on this? I mean, I guess, what kind of operation are you running there for the coal?
I'm really getting uncomfortable with where this interview is heading.
So you...
Let's just say I have my means to extract the coal that is in the ground. Anybody to pick up?
We are so blessed.
Get it into people's stockings.
So blessed to have the Ash Man here talking Christmas Eve.
In 2018 now. We've got coal since then.
So, Kris Kringle, I got to know. I mean, you've had a lot of time in your hands. I know it's a long year getting to this point. I'm sure you've got time to watch some movies. Have you seen anything new lately?
I watched Napoleon last night.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Didn't have much of a Christmas spirit to it.
Were you expecting Napoleon to have a holiday flair?
Well, I mean, a movie comes out on Thanksgiving. We all know that once the Thanksgiving meal is consumed, that it's my season.
Yeah.
Well, that it's Christmas season.
I never
presume to put myself above the season. I mean, I am kind of the main event, but, you know, I mean...
I will say you've had some competition as of late, you know, and I don't want to take away from the Napoleon movie, but Mariah Carey's kind of claiming your fame right now.
You know, actually, I'm not afraid of Mariah Carey. I was more annoyed about was when I was watching the Napoleon movie, every time it hit a quiet spot,
yeah,
I could hear all this music going on, and I didn't understand it. And then it hit me about halfway through, Beyonce.
Beyonce, yep. The new Beyonce movie.
You know what's frustrating being a public figure?
What's that?
That I can do. Like, I can't put myself against Beyonce. Have you? I mean, you've seen the Bayhive.
You know, one would think that Father Christmas would be able to get a private showing of a movie and not have to worry about this.
Appreciate that comment.
I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real.
I told Johnny to bring that up.
Fuck, Johnny, I'm just proud of the guy for booking one of the biggest guests we've ever had here on Laugh With Me. And that is
the biggest,
fattest, jolliest fella you can find, and that is Santa Claus.
What? I'm doing a spin class.
Well, that'll help, I'm sure.
Riding a bike.
So I have to wonder, do you do the spin class all year long just to help you get in shape so that you can eat cookies at every home you visit on Christmas Eve?
Oh, you got me. You got me. You got me.
Different than you? Oh, I figured.
Any different than the people that you know? I'm just a normal guy. I got a whole bunch of elves.
I got to ask you, while I got you on the line still, COVID Christmas, what was that like? Did you have different protocols at the shop?
Oh, that's what the beard's for.
Oh, the beard blocked the COVID from you?
Yeah. I mean, I've been through this before.
I love it. Did you have it? All right, so the beard protected you when you were in the homes as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of them I'm not too concerned about.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay, Santa, this is the part of the show where I work out new joke ideas. I've never worked this joke on stage before, so I'm giving it to you for the first time, and then feel free to laugh, okay? Feel free to give me your comments, okay? Some good feedback. Okay.
Oh.
Los Angeles is starting to paint many streets white. Like, the higher reflectivity would reduce city summer temperatures by up to 10 degrees Fahrenheit. I saw that. Actually, I read it, and I thought, that's great. I've never thought of that. And my wife instantly was like, yeah, because all those sleepless nights trying to solve global warming. That's the punchline.
No, whoa. Well, not quite the sense of humor, do we? You're a really big boy.
Really big boy. What does that mean?
What do you want for Christmas?
Oh man, how about this one? I'm getting old. And I'm at the point now where, you know, the old bullshit that, you know, like your dad would tell you just doesn't fly anymore. Like back in my day, you know, he can't run that by me anymore. Back in my day, he would say he played outside all day and night, and my kids don't. And that's because, Dad, we also did our research. We found out there's people out there raping kids.
Ho, ho.
Santa, do you have any jokes to work out for the people?
Never needed them.
Never needed them. That's true. You got the classic go-tos, the ho, 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 and a bottle of rum. You know, like a pirate.
Yeah.
Are you okay over there, Santa?
That second joke is horrible. Don't ever air that. That's bad.
I was going to air it. I guess I was never going to use it on stage.
Well, that one you just need to do the ho ho ho.
No, yeah, just end the episode there. Ho ho ho. Okay. Well, we had the Ash Man, Kris Kringle, Father Christmas, Papa Noel,
Ash Man,
Noel Baba, Santa Claus. We had him here just weeks before the big Christmas Eve. He's doing spin classes. So we, you know, a lot of times this is where people promote, like, you know, maybe something they have coming up. Obviously, you have Christmas Eve coming up. Is there anywhere else people can find you?
No.
Not at your local malls and local grocery stores and maybe
No. Talk to me. Don't walk up to me. Don't call my attention. Slap the table when I walk by you.
Oh, no.
I want to live my normal life.
I've never heard of Santa not wanting attention. But here we are. We've gotten to that point.
I was sorry for 2018. I don't know what else you want from me.
I'm not blaming you for 2018. I just thought it needed addressed.
The algorithm decides what you guys get, not what you wanted. Well, it's not what you deserved.
Oh, no.
All right.
Santa.
So, be alone. I'm going to be doing my spin classes. I'm going to be going in the hot tub with Mrs. Claus.
Okay. That's good. I wanted to know that.
You know, I'm going to be drinking some champagne. I'm going to be letting my glass frost up. Why does it have to be a big deal? Why am I responsible for your happiness this time of season?
You are a big deal.
I know.
You're killing me. Did you give me COVID for Christmas? I am coughing.
I gave you continence. I gave you the ability to poop.
Yeah, I know. And I feel it.
You want it.
I feel it every day. Every single day, whether I want it or not. Sometimes at the most inopportune moments.
Ho, ho, ho. Sometimes Christmas comes at the most inopportune moments.
What? Christmas comes December 25th every year.
Well, sometimes you don't expect it.
It happens every year. It's there's no surprises.
Ho, 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 ho. Sometimes Christmas is its own surprise, little boy.
Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Santa, for coming on the show, taking your time. Enjoy your spin class, and tell Mrs. Claus I said hi. She'll know what that means.
Oh, well, thank you, Jeremy. But a special thank you to you, Johnny. Oh, ho, ho. Wink, wink.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.